What do your notes say, Roger?
My notes list 7-6. 6 different things to write about. I'm planning the rest of my life. And so I have some volumes of work laid out. And the first volume is called a miscellaneous volume, which is called Begin Again, Please.
That's the first one? I thought that was the last one, the miscellaneous.
Well, it was moved around. If it's going to be Begin Again, Please, it has to be the first volume that follows Emergent Life that we just wrote.
Okay.
Then.
Now, what he's talking about here are the books that he wants to write.
Before I Die.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Abiding Being in Alaska. And then The Natural Treasures of the Universe. And then The Descriptionary, which is probably 3 or 4 volumes. Then The I Ching. I Ching alone is 2 volumes. And then a book on language. Then I'm through. If we haven't gotten it across by then, tough shit.
Yay.
Is it language or languaging?
Language, probably language. I haven't decided. I had thought languaging. Anyway, that's over 3,000 pages.
Well, heck, it's more than that because wow. The descriptionary by itself is 2,000.
But it's only 1,300 pages so far.
Yeah, but we still have the S, the T's, the U, V, W, X, Y, Z to do.
Oh.
Well, okay.
Oh, are you so far in the descriptionary?
Yeah, but it needs to be rewritten with the new languaging. But, yeah, we're in the S's.
Oh, wow. So you're quite busy, eh?
Well,
I'm not doing it yet.
The descriptionary was done a number of years ago up to S. That was...
I have it, yes.
No,
yeah.
You have...
Nobody has it.
You have a little bit of it from Connie. You do not have the descriptionary.
I have 2 descriptionaries, the big one and the small one from Connie.
Yeah, but those are just very small amount of the descriptionary.
Oh.
Very small.
Okay. Good. To know that there is more.
Way, way, way more.
Uh-huh. Plus the fact that it all has to be rewritten.
Yeah.
And then I have to read.
When I was, I sorted out several things when I brought back.
Well, who knows
the
what
furniture in its place?
Connie said, "I don't know."
Yeah. And I reread several things, and I also thought that's not the way we say it now. Yeah.
So all of that has to be consistently rewritten.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, how I say things and how Connie says things may be entirely different.
Yeah, that's right. But I think the big descriptionary is yours, is it?
You don't know what a big descriptionary is.
All of it is ours. What Connie handed out was ours.
Uh-huh, okay. But hers a little binder, what I call hers.
Yeah.
Sure.
And but yours is...
But it's still all our material.
Yeah, I know that.
She selected certain things to put together.
She just thought these were the most common things that people ask about, and those were the ones that she put in that.
She
so
didn't.
How do you write that? I mean, like, how do you just pick a topic and then?
No, we follow through Tabor's medical dictionary and redefine everything in it.
Uh-huh.
So we've done the whole Tabor's up till S. Now Sharon can attest, that's a big sucker.
Yeah. And how do you rephrase it? How do you get from A to B on that?
You put it into forever living questionings and understandings. You redefine it.
Mm-hmm.
You find out the way that they define it, and then we redefine it in other terms.
Mm-hmm. And the question is asked. Are you helping, Sharon?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't mind, but I've got a pretty full plate right now.
Okay,
so that's 4,000 words.
4,000 pages.
Pages.
Yeah.
It's almost seven times what this last volume was.
Mm.
You better plant some stem cells.
What?
Keep planting those stem cells.
Yep. At least he was working on it today.
I have to get to going.
Good.
How about the book on promise, Roger? Did you mention it?
No.
Can you get that material out also?
If I do, it'll be quite a while.
But he'll put it down on his list. He's writing it down right now.
Thank you. At least alert Misty so that, you know, she knows where it is.
Oh, I know where it is.
Hell, by the time when that gets out, I'll be an old man.
A 100, maybe.
Or maybe more.
So, anything else that anybody else?
So the reason
wants?
I bring all of this up is anybody else want something else? Something I've left out that you just need to have an answer to.
Dreams is going to be addressed in the abiding
being in Alaska.
What he's going to use is he's going to use the teachings that Jason gets in the Parthenon to teach things like dreams and some of the other stuff. But good to mention anything else, because what he gets taught in that area, he can address there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a whole book describing how the quantum world relates to memory and
that
and
must be
forever
Angela.
Living.
That's Angela. You know, as soon as quantum comes into it.
Quantum world.
Yeah.
Just take everything we're saying and put it into miniature.
Okay. Not always sure, though. I do my best. Okay.
We're not interested in the quantum world because we don't live there.
That's the whole thing, is we're trying to get you to understand this life. The quantum world is like being told a story that you don't really know is there. They can describe it and talk about it, but it has no real meaning or impact
on
my life.
If nobody gives any instance.
I disagree, but I'm going to
I know you disagree.
Total.
We know you disagree.
Total relevance. It has total relevance. Even Rogers made comments about memories of time and space and entanglement. I mean, that's all quantum understanding. It doesn't
well, we
mean
can
we're
sprinkle
in
them
the world,
here and
but
there,
the world
but
is enough.
We can sprinkle them here and there, but a whole book on it, at this point, there's things that are much more important as far as Roger is concerned.
Yeah, the last book, the last one. When he's more old. And he's ancient.
The book in Alaska is not going to be last. It's going to be first or second. I can guarantee you that.
Well, she was saying write the book on quantum stuff last.
You can bet on that.
Does anybody else have any other suggestions or ideas or wants, desires?
Don't complain later on.
You once wrote a book on education, how to integrate all of forever living material with education. I would love to hear
that. Wouldn't even think of writing that.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to fight against the I'm not going to fight against the education system.
Well, you don't have to. You just may inspire some educators.
Sure.
I know Montessori teachers who'd read it that I've had as clients and students. So other people might. You never know.
That's just
the last book.
Yeah, well, any teacher can take this stuff and redefine it into the education system. There's no reason.
Yeah, and that's a hard one.
Simone would read it.
Oh, sure.
She'll be retired by
then. That's a hard.
Simone will be too old by then.
Yeah.
So that's it, huh?
Okay, now remember we have
mine,
a topic.
Mine is covered right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a copy of this, so don't complain. Everybody had a chance.
But if you come up with some brilliant idea in the next few days, you can always email me.
Just don't mention quantum.
Well, I think I had one question.
Okay.
Thought about it. I'm not familiar with anything that you guys did in the Monday nights in Alaska, the Jacobing and such, but mm-hmm. I was wondering if there was any, were there any sessions or any individual questions or answers that you had gotten that might be useful in the book?
I have about 12 volumes, but I can't find them. They're under the house somewhere.
Yeah, I'll have to go looking sometime, huh?
I thought I knew where they were, but they weren't there.
Well, I have
sort of something like 12 volumes of transcripts.
Well, I have transcripts from when I was involved. I know exactly where they are.
But you, where?
In my studio.
But not before that?
No, I wasn't involved then. But yes, there are some interesting answers in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I wasn't sure how the book in Alaska will go, but I was thinking if sessions like that were part of the narrative, that could be interesting reading.
Well, he can add that kind of stuff into Abiding in Alaska.
Mm-hmm, right.
You think interesting reading, most people don't consider that, would not consider that interesting.
Wow, really? I don't understand other people.
Didn't we have this discussion yesterday?
A version of it, yes.
Okay, so, what else you guys want to talk about?
So I was thinking about the things we said last week.
And?
Like the 40 years, recontinue another 40 years and so on. And I have the question, when you regenerate the first 40 years, let's say, does that become like an original particle that replicates in the next 40 years and so on?
Did you hear her question?
Yeah, but she's using words like replicating that were not part of the discussion.
Right.
And so when she...
Yeah, I'm bringing them in.
Sure,
as,
but
as
you're
the
changing...
original
when you,
particle?
When you change the word, you change everything, the meaning of everything.
Oh, okay.
And so, therefore, I could say I heard every word you said, and I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
So what is it that you're trying to understand?
I suddenly had the idea when we regenerate the first 40 years.
What does regenerate shit?
I remember that we said last time that we could live...
We didn't say anything.
We never said regenerate. That was not a term we used.
Okay. So what was the word we used for the first 40 years?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you come alive in the, as a loner body gift.
So you're
saying
you
start
yourself.
You're
suggesting somewhere along here, alive, as I get it, that the loner body only lasts 40 years.
No, we were talking last week about at 40 years, you know, you could, let's say that the body lasted only 40 years. Remember we were talking about that last
week? Okay, no, I don't remember that.
Okay.
How you can create a body that lives forever, that's what you were talking about.
And so what we were talking about was stem cells and then...
Right.
I don't know exactly the
reprogramming. Thing. Programming them
to live another 40 years.
Actually, that's not what we were talking about.
Okay, what were we talking about?
We were talking about eternal as being continuing or
continuous.
Continuous or continuing, either way.
Mm-hmm.
Or
recurring.
Right.
And then price.
So then
those
we said after 40 years, you could recur.
Right.
And then go another 40 years.
Right.
Well, that's different than what she's talking about, apparently. And so I'm wondering, what was her question?
So in remembering now that we were talking about recurring, what is your question?
Yeah. question is, does the recurring part become the original particle then that replicates?
The original particle?
Simone, you're being bastardized by Angela. You're speaking quantum stuff.
So what?
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
What we were talking about was recurring, and that what you do is
you can create
stem cells.
Yes.
Through recurring.
Not through recurring, and in creating the stem cells, you recur.
Ah, okay. Then I had a major misunderstanding. Okay.
I think so.
In creating new stem cells, mm-hmm. I recur. I am recurring.
New stem cells that are programmed
right
to be as before.
Yeah. So basically passing on the same memory. Does that make more sense to you now?
Yes, but I'm not sure if I understand it.
So it makes more sense, but she doesn't understand it.
It's not the same that was in my head, but so I do have anyway stem cells.
Yeah, you do.
Everybody
have,
has.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And those are not, let's say, loaded with memory from my ancestors.
They are ordinarily, unless you reprogram them.
Okay.
So all we're talking about is reprogramming new stem cells.
Okay.
Reprogram as you desire.
Yes. And that's the action we call recurring.
Yes.
Okay. Then I have it now. Yeah.
Go back and read stem cells.
Yes, I will do that.
Anybody else?
Don't everybody speak at once.
We told you that we weren't going to spend our weeks trying to put together programs for Monday night. We just can't do that and let him try to write. It's just not going to happen. So you guys have got to
participate
and decide what you want to understand so that we can talk about whatever it is.
Otherwise, whatever I happen to be writing at the time is something.
Yeah, but right now we don't have that.
We don't have that yet.
So, questions, dreams, whatever.
As soon as we start writing, we'll be too busy to be preparing a Monday night program.
You were too tired to prepare a Monday night program until a few days ago, so.
And then later on, when we start writing, we'll be too busy.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't capture my dreams from last night. So I was going to bring one, but I don't have one.
Okay, well, I guess that's Monday night then, huh?
Do Andrew or Patrick maybe have anything to share from their talks?
I don't know. Is Patrick on this phone?
Yeah, he's here.
Andrew and I haven't chatted now for about 10 days.
Yeah, but you called Roger, did you? And Andrew too.
But they have nothing to add from their call.
Oh.
Not at the moment.
No, me neither.
They had nothing real important to say during the call, so they have nothing to add now.
Okay, so this is a struggling night.
It's because we didn't prepare anything.
I know.
Everybody relies on us. That's not going to happen.
We told you last week we weren't going to do that, so.
We just won't even call up and get on the conference on Monday night. If you're going to just leave it on us.
Okay, I'm going to dig up a question.
Okay.
These were from some old glossary that Roger and I talked about, and I read them again, and I'm not clear what he meant. Stem cells function through memory as a vast abiding self. Can you, could you explain that to me?
What don't you understand?
Stem cells function through memory. So is that because they, through entanglement they know, because memory is entangled, through entanglement they know what they want to become? Is that what that means?
Well, you do understand how a stem cell in a body works, right?
Basically, yeah. It kind of goes where it's needed and fills in, and through entanglement, it knows what it needs to become, what kind of cell.
Through memory.
Through memory,
it knows what it needs to become.
Okay, so now the sentence I want to talk about is the stem self functions through memory,
right,
as a vast abiding self eternally when it initiates direct perception. Stem self functions through memory as a vast abiding self eternally. So a stem self is like it's like your eternal self. Is that what it means? It's you living your vast abiding self. But I'm not sure how that relates to memory. I can't get the three together.
Get quantum out of the space. Your trouble is you got quantum filling your head, and you can't.
I know.
And you can't put anything else in there.
Okay. So I still memory. Memory is time and space, and direct perception. Correct? Is that what memory is about?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It isn't direct perception. Direct perception is a way to access memory.
Ah, yes. Oh, that's clear. Yeah, right. So direct perception accesses memory. And what does that have to do with stem cells? Is that how stem cells knows or functions, basically? It's how your eternal self manifests what it wants to do. It accesses...
If you program it to access that.
Oh, okay. So can you talk about that? How do you program your eternal self to access memory?
We didn't say that.
As a stem. No, what did you say?
you program yourself to access eternal self through imagination, direct perception. You have to tell yourself to do that.
Yeah. Right. And when you do, you're functioning as a stem self. When you program yourself to access memory, you're being your stem self.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Can you tell me more than...
What do you want me to tell you more about?
What?
What do you want me to tell you more about?
How do you...
You made a false
function?
Statement, and I said that wasn't necessarily true.
Right. Well, I'm trying to understand what the stem self, how the stem self functions through memory. I mean, that's just a statement. I don't understand it. So when we live by direct perception, are we being our stem self?
Not necessarily. Direct perception doesn't change yourself.
Okay.
Direct perception is through either personal self or stem cell or eternal self.
It puts you in touch with memory, but it doesn't tell you what to do with memory.
So it's your abiding self, your eternal self, that tells you what to do with the memory, right?
No, if I understand what you just said.
You decide.
You as a personal self decide.
Right, but if you decide, hey, I'm gonna access this memory. I want to ask questions and access the memory. To live this way, to live as my eternal self, which I know. And so if I decide to do that, when I decide to do that, I'm basically exercising my stem self and then do what Simone was asking about. I'm extending my life. I'm living forever. I'm forever living.
I think it would take a long explanation from where we are right now.
I would love it.
I sure you would.
Well, go ahead. We got time.
But I don't want to start.
Huh?
It's already been misdirected, so I don't want to start it.
Okay, re-guide it to something you do want to talk about.
I don't know what I want to talk about.
So, Angela, you were just reading the stem self article? Is that what it was?
Not me. I haven't read that in months.
He said Angela.
No, this is my attempt to glossarize some of these words, to explain them. I can read another one that I have, which you can also dispute or explain. It says you can only regenerate the body directly in two ways. Number one, do only those things you are willing to do eternally and have done to you eternally. And two, do only those actions you are proud of doing.
But you don't understand that statement, do you?
I don't know. To me, it's pretty clear. I mean, to me, I think so. But, you know, I'd love to hear about it, if you can.
Well, you keep throwing other words in there that aren't there.
She just read you the direct statement.
I know what I said, but when she talks about it, she throws other words in there.
Okay, which word would you rather I didn't throw in there?
Did you say memory in that statement?
Nope.
Then don't add memory.
No, it's not in there.
Then
although
don't
later
add it.
I talk about this. Okay.
Because then you start mixing it all up. How does memory function? How does stem cell? Did it say anything about eternal in that sentence?
Yes, it said you do only those things you are willing to do eternally and have done to you eternally.
But didn't
That's
say anything
the only...
about it, the eternal self.
No, it didn't. This number two really means live as your eternal self.
No,
do only those actions.
Don't tell me what it really means. It means what it says,
okay.
And nothing else.
Okay.
If you're going to keep telling me what it means, then I can't say anything or tell you what it means.
Okay. Sorry.
You want it to say something that you want it to say. So you can put it in on your teaching, that's fine, but then don't accuse me of that. You say whatever you want to say, but that has nothing to do with what I say.
Right. Well, I'd like to know what you say about this.
I said what I say about that is what I wrote. Nothing more, nothing less.
And it's in the stem cell writing, correct?
No. What is this through the stem cell stuff? Did it say anything about through the stem cells?
Yes. It's afterwards it says, this reprograms your stem self because your self is emergent from your body.
But it didn't say through the stem cells.
Self, S-E-L-F, no self, only self.
I have only heard you say stem cells, C-E-L-L-S.
No, selves, S-E-L-F-S.
Then you have to spell it if necessary.
Okay, I'll do that from now on. So this reprograms your stem self, S-E-L-F, because your self is emergent from your body. So regenerating the body is the only way to regenerate the self, S-E-L-F.
Well, you got that one right.
Yay! Good. I'm on the right track. Well, let's go back then to what's wrong in the first part. You can only regenerate the body directly in two ways. Do only those things you're willing to do eternally and have done to you eternally. And two, do only those actions you are proud of doing. Is there something wrong in there?
No.
No. But then what is the emergent of that? It's just emergent. You can't cause it.
Yeah. Your stem self would be emergent then.
Yes.
Because you've reprogrammed, only because you've reprogrammed your stem cells, C-E-L-L-S, which you reprogram your stem cells, you reprogram your body. When you reprogram
your
body, the stem self, S-E-L-F,
is emergent.
Oh, that's very clear. That's very nice. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Anybody want to add to that or subtract from it or question it?
No.
Okay, what? Was that you?
Yep.
Well, okay then. Somebody's leaving us.
I don't blame them. Okay, guys. This is a struggling evening.
Call it a wrap.
I think I'm going to call it a wrap because nothing's going to happen. But you see the position that you guys constantly put us in, that we have to pull all the material together, and then you just sit there as an audience.
And listen.
And
don't participate.
It's very hard from this end.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree.
Well.
So we need participation, and we need you to come ready to be part of what's going on. And the way you do that is by putting together things that you want to understand or do not understand.
And don't distort my words and then claim that's what I said. If you're going to read my words, then what I said is exactly the way it reads.
And that's the whole thing, is you just have to really study the sentences. Don't go someplace else. Don't look for answers outside of the sentence.
Don't make erroneous connections. Don't say that that's...
What connections?
Don't make erroneous. Ones that don't... that aren't correct.
Okay.
You make connections that are wrong. Then you can't get yourself back on track again.
And then you try to build on that wrong connection, and then you get yourself all confused.
So, who else is going to leave now?
Well, they came back, whoever it was.
That was me, Angela.
You got knocked off? Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you said anything about me... Not true.
Yeah, we said it all while you were gone. Yes, that's what we did.
Okay, I'm going to abuse. I know.
We don't need you to leave, Angela.
Okay,
we'll talk right to your face.
Okay. I know you do, and I love it. Okay.
Okay, so...
I'm going to mute.
Come on. So please, guys, help us here. Next week, come with... some stuff to talk about, in case we don't have anything.
Or at least come with dreams that we can talk about.
Bring something. Bring something to the table.
And be willing to participate. If you're not willing to be participant, don't tune in.
Okay. So I guess we'll
So I mean, basically the thing has changed, you know, right? So
we have to change because the situation has changed.
Got it, right.
We can't do what we used to do. There's just no way.
All right. Right.
So, help us out if you want to keep Monday nights going.
Otherwise, send us an email and say you don't care about Monday nights. We'll just close it all down. That's all right. Because we're going to be busy writing anyway.
Okay.
So I think that what Angela did was interesting. I mean, if we're reading something, we can, you know, like we were doing with the Emergent Lifeboat, we can bring those and ask questions.
Absolutely.
But don't change
everybody
the words.
Everybody might not be on the same page. Huh?
Don't change the words.
No, I know. That's what I was saying. The difference is, like, it'd be useful if we could all pull up the same document because I guess we could if it's digital. Somebody can do that. But then we're going to be on the same page. Or dreams or day analysis or... I'm trying to think. It seems like there was other stuff we did in the past that was... kind of cool, but I can't remember right now without a prompt.
We're not going to do things just to fill time. We're going to do things because they expand you.
Okay.
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 So I guess we'll say good night for now.
Good night for now. Thank you.